Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about your attitude is everything. I know that if you've been on this planet for any period of time, especially now, when we are bombarded by slow economy, terrorist acts here and abroad, different employers letting go of people left and right. Maybe you know a few people who have lost their jobs recently, even though they in actuality did the best they could do under the circumstances given. It goes on and on and on. However, one way that you can handle that particular aspect of life is to just turn off the news. Most of the people that I know who are doing things that they feel really good about out in the world spend no time watching or listening to the news. They might read things on the internet that are of interest to them, get a basic idea of what's going on. However, they choose what to allow into their unconscious mind. And being a hypnotist, this is really, really, really important to understand that we become what we allow into our mind. And this is directly related to your attitude. Because you see, it's very hard to have a positive attitude when everything you're surrounded by is negative. So, how do you create a positive attitude? Well, I would say the first thing that would be very useful to anyone who is going to create a positive attitude is to spend your time doing things that bring you joy. That's the very first thing. And that can be something as simple as spending some time out in nature or hang out with a really good friend who knows how to make you laugh. The second thing you need to do is stay away from people who have negative attitudes. People who are always tell you stories about how the sky is falling, who can never get things together in their own lives and never have a positive thing to say about anything or anybody. Run away from those people, because those people are psychic vampires. The next thing that you can do to raise your attitude is to remember those things that you did in your life that brought you joy, that brought you fulfillment. And a really good way of doing that is to have items that bring memories of those occasions. Like in my apartment in Billa Rica, one of the things I loved the most was my refrigerator. I had photos of every place I'd ever been and all the people that I loved and cared for on that refrigerator. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing, especially when things were a little bit tight, or maybe a lot tight and hard, because definitely while I was living in Billa Rica, things were not easy. And yet, I had those photos, and every time I went to the refrigerator, I could take a look at them, and it brought me instantaneously back to those wonderful places I traveled to and those wonderful people who are in my life and brought wonderful things into my life. Next thing I would say to bring up your attitude is to do things with people who are doing positive actions in the world around them. So I, for one, am a member of a teen drug prevention coalition, and I am surrounded by people who are doing their best to get the younger people to stay away from drugs and alcohol, because we all know that, well, if someone gets involved in that stuff, they can get too involved in it, and as teenagers, they don't really have the mental ability to, well, stay away from risk that maybe an adult hopefully has the ability to do. So it's very important work that we're doing there, and we're all committed to this cause in our community, and that feels very uplifting. Another thing that you can do to raise your attitude is to remember what it is that you're shooting for in this life. What are your goals? And more important than your goals, why do you have those goals? Because if you have a strong enough why as to why you have your goals, you can and will do anything to reach those goals. Very important in having a positive attitude. And lastly, hang around people who share your values, who have a sense of humor, a positive sense of humor, not one of those negative sarcastic senses of humor. No, not one of those. But positive sense of humor that just crack you up with their observations in life and sort of the crazy things that we see around us every day that really make no sense, all the ironies in life. Those are okay to understand and find workarounds. But most of all, be true to who you are. Go for the things that matter in your life. Remember that we grown-ups, if we're doing it right, are just big kids in a lot of ways, because there's a lot of things that we're curious about, and there's many things that we still want to do and achieve in our lives. That's what keeps us motivated. If you're motivated, you're going to have a really positive attitude. And if you're motivated with people who are motivated around the same items of, should I say, subject matters that matter to you, there is no way that you can't have a positive attitude. Really, I don't care what you're going through. It doesn't matter. If you're around people who are inspirational, are people who have done amazing things, people who are looking to do amazing things, that will definitely help you raise your attitude to a place where you, too, will learn to believe that you can do anything. And I don't care how many failures you might have had, because the one thing I know from reading many, many books written by people who are entrepreneurial and being around businesses where people have fallen on their faces in many other businesses before, they say fall fast, fail quickly, and get up again, because before you know it, at some point, you will succeed. That is the way most of the successes that we know today succeeded. They had to learn by failing. So, if you have something that you truly believe in, be willing to put in the time that it takes. Fail forward, fail fast. And keep that dream in your mind, and that fulfilled feeling in your heart and your soul. Because the only way that you aren't going to get there is to quit. That's for sure. These are the ways that I know that you can easily improve your attitude. So go out there and have a much better life having a positive attitude. And by the way, if you have a positive attitude, you are going to attract positive people to your life. And when you have positive people in your life, who needs to be around the negative naysayers? Nobody. So go hang out with people with a positive attitude doing really cool things in their lives, or at least working to make those things happen. You'll find yourself a hell of a lot more contented and happier for having done so. If you're having a hard time creating a positive attitude in your life and you think there might be some deeper issues that you need to resolve, by all means, go to dawningvisions.com. That is where there is myriads of information. And if you put your name and email address into the opt-in box on the first page, you will be directed to a free gift page where there's a choice of 5 free gifts there for you to help you with all sorts of issues in your life. If you require more individualized work, perhaps there's some. You can contact me through the contact sheet there on that web page at dawningvisions.com. DAWNING, B as in Victor, IS as in Sam, IONS as in Sam.com. Go ahead and do whatever it takes to build your positive attitude. You'll be so glad you did. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes, so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.